Okay, very good.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start the share. Thank you. The recording has begun, right? Okay, very good. Okay, so the topic is Matzah Shmura. The first thing we have to ask is, what does Shmura mean? In what sense does it have to be protected? I'm sorry, let me just wait till someone else answers. Okay, so there are two ways of understanding the notion of Shmura. The simple one, although not the one that's widely taken for granted, is that you have to be shomerit from becoming chametz. So just think for a minute, in hashgachos, let's take the Coca-Cola, for example. When people made Coca-Cola, there was no effort to make it kosher. But when Rav Lezer Silver checked out whether it was kosher, he found that it was. And so as a result, everybody was able to drink it, right? So that's one kind of kosher. Then there's another kind of kosher that people make special efforts in creating an item to make sure that it is going to be kosher. And if it's, if something comes up, they'll try to make sure that that item is avoided, so that there won't be any question, and all sorts of things. In other words, there's an active effort to maintain the kashrus of an item. I think you understand what I'm saying, right? In other words, you're there from the beginning to end. You see what's going on. You make sure that nothing gets messed up. The idea of Matzah Shmura is like this. Imagine to yourself a case where by accident some flour got mixed up with water, ended up falling onto some sort of a grill, and it came out kosher lePesach. It didn't rise. It's matzah. So is that kasher lePesach? The answer is yes. It's certainly kasher lePesach. It didn't rise, and it's kasher lePesach. Is that matzah shmura? That's exactly what matzah shmura is not. Something that accidentally came out kasher lePesach. If you're dealing with grain with flour that was mixed with water, is exactly what's not matzah shmura. Matzah shmura, according to this first understanding, is matzah that efforts were being made, efforts were being made to make sure that the matzah would be matzah rather than chametz. And the notion of shmura means that that effort was being made. In other words, as opposed to it happening to turn out to be kasher lePesach, efforts were made to make sure. If you look at the Rambam, you'll see that this is how he understands the notion of Matzah Shmura. There's nothing else. The Rambam gives no other indication of what Matzah Shmura means. Matzah Shmura means, as opposed to matzah that happened to not rise, Matzah Shmura is matzah that they made sure would not rise within the context of baking it. And that's what the Shmura means. Shmura from Chametz. The second shita, which is the one which is certainly more famous, is the opinion of the Shi'otos that seems to have taken hold, certainly the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And that is that Matzah Shmura doesn't just mean Shmura from Chametz, it means Shmura with the intent of using it for the mitzvah of matzah on Leil HaSeder. That's what the shmura means. In other words, it's not just that you're baking it to make sure that you'll have something to eat at some point during Pesach, but that you're baking it specifically, so it's going to be, of course, not chametz, but specifically with the intent of making sure that you're going to have this to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah on Leil HaSeder. The term shmura is a little awkward because shmura seems to be mean protection. And what are you protecting it from? It's not really initial protection. But the idea is that, of course, the shmura may be from chametz, but it's a shmira from chametz because you want to eat it for the mitzvah of matzah. So according to this, the whole notion of matzah shmura takes on a different world. It's a different perspective completely. Matzah shmura is a chefza that has investment in it, machshava, which makes it kosher for what it is, like the way a sefer Torah has to be lishma, and when you write the Shem Hashem in the sefer Torah, it has to be the Shem Hashem, the Shem Hashem. Same thing with tefillin and with the mezuzos, and we hold that the ibud has to be lishma. And there's a whole question by Megillah whether the Ibud has to be Lishma. My book is Rishonim. We pass in that we try to make it Lishma. And similarly, when you make tzitzis, it has to be done. The Shem Mitzvah tzitzis. You can't just. So too, Matzah Shmura is a different chefze. It's not just Kashal Pesach. Matzah Shmura is invested with a machshava that it should be the Shem Achilas Matzah Mitzvah. How does this come out? Other than having the thought, this has had practical nafkamin. So I'm going to quote you a lashon from the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Samach. It's a quote from the Torah who's quoting the Shi'utos, and also a Rav Cohen Tzedek. This is the lashon. Ein lashon Matzah Mitzvah v'lo ofen osa al yidei einu Yehudi. Question. Why can't a guy or a cheresh shotev katan bake matzah? What's the problem? What's going to happen? Especially if you have a Jew there who's watching the matzah to make sure that the matzah doesn't become chametz. What's the problem? What's the issue? What could go wrong? When you make Coca-Cola kosher l'Pesach, it doesn't have to be with a Jew making the Coca-Cola. Why is the matzah? If the matzah is kosher l'Pesach, it's kosher l'Pesach. The answer is that it's not enough to be kosher l'Pesach, according to the Shi'utos. The matzah has to be l'shem matzah mitzvah. And a guy is mufka. He may have been doing it, l'shem matzah mitzvah, but he's mufka for making a lishma, just like if a guy writes a sefer Torah, it doesn't have to be a sefer Torah. If a guy makes a matzah mitzvah, it's not a matzah mitzvah. It's kosher l'Pesach, but it's not a matzah mitzvah. Acher shoten katan, don't have das. In order to make something shmur l'shem matzah mitzvah, you need das. They're chaser das. They don't have it. Now, please understand, this din never appears in Shas. Nor is it quoted by the Rambam. Why it doesn't appear in Shas? The Shulchan will say it's muvan me'elav. Since it requires kavanas, you need a gadol, and you need a bar das, and you need a Jew. But the Rambam left it out. How could the Rambam leave such a thing out? The answer is he doesn't hold it. The Rambam holds that matzah shmura means shmura from chametz. And if you shomer it from chametz, that's enough. There's just one thing that we have to add here. The Rambam does quote a halacha that you should not eat from matzah for the mitzvah, which was really made l'shem a karban. There are all sorts of a karban mincha. Or mincha, which is in addition to a carbon behema, the mincha. In other words, it has to be the Shem Pesach. But the Shem Pesach is a very general notion. It's not the notion of the Shem Matzah Mitzvah. And also, it's you can say that the Rambam also agrees with the Shi'utos. It's just that he widens the definition of what the Shem Mitzvah means. According to the Shi'utos, it has to be the Shem, the Matzah Mitzvah, that you're going to eat on the Leil HaSeder, the Shem HaMitzvah, and you make a chefza like that. According to the Rambam, No. It's enough that you're doing it l'shem Pesach. Any masa which is baked l'shem Pesach is kosher for the mitzvah, and of course you can eat it all over Pesach. But the shmira is a shmira from chametz l'shem Pesach, as opposed to a shmira from chametz l'shem the karban mincha. So this is the first machlokas between first notion of the question: what's matzah shmur? Is it shmira from chametz or shmira the shem matzah mitzvah? And the Shulchan Aruch Maskil says be shmira the shem matzah mitzvah, and he therefore comes to the conclusion that a guy or a cheresha to a katan cannot bake matzah. Okay. Next question. From when do you have to start protecting the matzah from chametz? So you probably know that there are different opinions on this. There are gemaras that are mashma different ways, frankly. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that b'shas hadchak you yotze matzah shmura if you did the shmira milisha ve'elach. In other words, as long as the dough is kneaded as matzah shmura, each one according to its definition, that's enough to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah b'leila seder. That's the rock bottom requirement. Now the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tafmin Gimel says that even though b'shas hadchak it's enough from Lisha, really l'chol ha'pachos you should try to make sure that it's shmur b'shas tchina. But the Achronim explain that the reason for the shmur b'shas tchina from the time that it's ground is for a very simple and obvious reason. It's only obvious, though, if you understand the Metzius. For a good portion of history, the most common mill was a water mill, Rechaim Shalmai. In other words, it was the pushing of the water through the mill that made the mill turn and made the mill chop up the grain. There were also in the ancient world, and also the not-so-ancient world, windmills. You all know what a windmill is. It's a mill which is run by the wind rather than by something else. Or a handmill. You could simply crank it out with your hand, right? And today, of course, we don't use water, and we don't use wind, and we don't use hand. We use electricity. All the mills are electric. Since the common mill was a water mill, if you're not choshesh, if you don't start watching the flour at that point, the water which is pushing ahead the mill to grind the flour could start touching the flour itself at that point when no one's looking, and it could become chametz at that point. That's why the special significance of tchina, that because of the water mills, it was more likely that something could go wrong in the process. The result of what I just told you is that since today, just about nowhere does anyone use shmura, a water mill, the chumra of mishas tchina is not so easy to understand, as Michael said. Nevertheless, the stam matzah, which is not called matzah shmura on the market, are all shmura mishas tchina. There is nothing less that's professionally baked. And today, there's actually an important reason to do it. The reason is because the grains, basman hazeh, get bleached, stam kacha. And the bleaching, of course, puts them through a water cleansing. And since it's touching water, the chashash of chimutz is there already at that time. So therefore, we make sure to from mishas tchina, we protect it from being put into contact with water, and that's what the stamatza is bismanatze. The Rambam holds, and this is also, there's a Gemara which is mashed this way as well, that matzah shmura has to be shmura mishas getzira. In other words, from the time that you're cutting it, you already have to make sure that it doesn't touch water. If it touches water before it gets cut, that's not a problem. But if it touches water once it's been disconnected from the ground, then it's no longer it's a chash of chimutz, and it's no longer shmur mishas ksira. Of course, however, mistama, we assume that that grain, that you could look at the grain before you start putting it through the mill before it goes to tchina, and you can see that it hasn't really been mishanet. So it's by and large not a problem, but to make it shmura, you have to start checking it. I know that when I used to live on an agricultural moshav Carmel, there were fine religious people who would go to the fields and try to cut the grain themselves from the field in order to make it matzah shmura, and that they would be personally involved in the Shmira, Mishas Ksira already from then. So these are the three shittos. What we call Matzah Shmura today means Shmura Mishas Ksira. As we mentioned, Meikar Adin is not required, and that's why when I say Meikar Adin is not required, what I mean there are many poskim who hold that shmura mishas tchina is enough, and therefore you are yotzei the mitzvah of the shem matzah mitzvah of leil haseder with plain matzah as well. But to yotzei the shita of the Rambam and the other poskim who hold like him, we try to make sure to have shmura mishas ktsira. But no one should think that there's no kiyum whatsoever in the mitzvah if you don't use matzah shmura. In fact, it was recently put out that Rav Ganach said that all matzah which has the hashkacha of the OU is baked with shei matzah mitzvah, even though it's only shmura mishas tchina. So mikra adin, for the many, many people around the world who eat plain matzah on the night of the Seder and don't eat the shmura matzah, they're yotzei the mitzvah as well. It's just that not yotzei it in the Idur of the Shita of the Rambam. Say, so that's the halacha of from when the Shmira has to take place. Next question. Is it only the Masva of the Seder night that has to be Shmura, or does all the Masva of Pesach have to be Shmura? So the answer to this question is very related to the first question we raised. If you understand the Shmira as being simply Shmira from Chametz, it's very misabra to think that whatever Shmira you require specifically for the mitzvah, you should require for the whole of the Pesach, because Shmira is to make sure it doesn't become Chametz. No. You're not allowed to eat chametz on the seventh day of Pesach either, right? But Rabban on the eighth day of Pesach. So if matzah requires shmira, so let the whole Pesach have matzah shmura, right? Masha Enkein, if the whole point of the shmira is to create a special chefza for the kiyum mitzvah of the leil haseder, then obviously the whole din of matzah shmura is only for the leil haseder. And actually, this is the machlokas. It's no mention in the Rambam that dafka, the matzah of the Leil HaSeder, has to be matzah shmura. The Rambam says that when you make matzah, you should be shomer it mishas ksira. And the Pashas is that according to the Rambam, you need Masa Shmura throughout Pesach and Shmura Mishas Ksira. So those who are Machmir, as there are many in there, in Yerushalayim in particular, the Yerushalmim too, to eat only Shmura Matzah the whole Pesach, it's not ridiculous. It's Lismoch. To be Machmir like that, it's the Shitas Rambam that Shmura Matzah has to be throughout Pesach, and Shmura means Shmura Mishas Ksira. V'zeo. But this is not the Psak Halacha. The Psak Halacha is that Shmura Mishas Tchina is enough, certainly for all of Pesach, and B'dievet even for the Elat Seder. So, and even the Rambam holds that even though you should do Shmira Mishas Ksira, the Rambam also has halacha making it clear that if you only did Shmira Mishas Lisha, you can eat that also. So the Rambam doesn't mean to say that anything else is not kosher the Pesach. The Rambam simply holds that it's the mitzvah of matzah is of throughout this, but the Pesach is that matzah should be baked with a with Mishas Ksira as Shamar from Chametz, not just from the from Mishas Lisha, but b'dieved, if it didn't become Chametz, then even Mishas Lisha is kosher l'Pesach. The Rav Soloveitchik once told the following story. The Beis Halevi, his great grandfather, after whom he's named, Rav Yosef David Halevi Soloveitchik, the Rav of Brisk, had a daughter, and the daughter got engaged. And the Soloveitchiks invited the Machatanim with the boy, of course, to their house for a Purim Suda. So they had the Purim Suda together. And towards the end of the Suda, apparently the wedding was going to be some point later. The Machatanim said, "We would like to invite our Nukala to our Seder for Pesach." So the girl didn't say anything. She didn't respond. So the Beis Halevi called her aside. This is Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Yeah. The Beis Halevi called her aside and said, "Look, if you don't want to get married to this fellow, you don't have to. But if what you're worried about is Shmura Matzah, it's a chumra ba'alma, and you should feel comfortable eating in their house, even though mistama they don't eat shmura matzah a whole Pesach." So it's you know, it's makubal from the Beis Halevi that even the Beis Halevi apparently held that even though he was knowing to eat shmura matzah a whole Pesach, he didn't feel it was meikar adin, and he was quite happy to have his daughter to get married. Even to a family where they're not going to be eating Shmura Matzah. Okay. The last question I'm going to deal with is the question of machine. So, is machine Shmura Matzah sufficient or need to be added? So let's think. If the whole point of making it Shmura is that it be kosher, is Shmira from Chametz, there's obviously no problem with machine matzah. If you can eat it the rest of the Pesach, you could, you know, it's Shomer also for the Leila Seder. And there's certainly no problem with Shita Sarambam in it being Shmura matzah for that purpose with a machine. The question is that if you need Das to turn it into a Chepsa of mitzvah for the Leila Seder, can a machine do that? Well, the answer is, of course, a machine can't do that. But machines are run by people. So the people who run the machines, they can do that. Someone's going to push the button to make the machine go. Someone's going to put in the plug. Someone's going to put the mass on the conveyor belt, and they're going to do whatever mechanical effort is made is necessary in order to push it along. Since these people are doing it, the Shei Matzos Mitzvah, L'chora, it's considered to be the Shema Atzmus Mitzvah. I have a hard time thinking otherwise. And it's on this basis that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, for many years, gave a hashkafa on Streitz Matzvah, the Shmura, the Shem Matzah Shmura, even though it was machine. And it's on this basis that the OU gives hashkafa a Matzah Shmura for Horowitz Margaretin, and I believe Manischewitz as well now. And this is also the basis of the assumption of the Eidah Charedis in Yerushalayim, which gives Ashkacha on Masses Yehuda, and used to give Ashkacha also on Kohen Halperin on the machine Masses, saying that the Shmur Masses is kosher for Leila Seder. And the Gedolei HaRabbanim in Yerushalayim, beginning of the previous century, Rav Kook and Rav Zilmanfeld, were all makbid to have Dafka machine Masses at the Seder, because they felt it was more mahudar, and they saw no problem with the Indian being shmur. Those who insist that you shouldn't use machine matzah for the Seder, but rather use hand matzah, are doing that or are saying that because they are concerned with the quality of it being the shame matzah's mitzvah, if it's being done primarily by the machine, even though the people are running the machine. Now, I have to admit that there are many other halachos where we don't rely on machines. For example, based on what we just said, maybe you should be able to write a Sefer Torah with a machine, or a mezuzah, or a tefillin. Well, l'chara, that's correct, but we don't do that. We don't do that. Why don't we do it? I'm not sure. Possibly because of the you have to write Shem Hashem separately, the Shem Kach, and that would become technically difficult. And to leave out Shem Hashem, and to only write Shem Hashem that way would be especially difficult. I can imagine all sorts of problems, but the fact is that it's completely unheard of to use a printed mezuzah or tefillin or sefer Torah, and there were not samecha machines. So you could ask, so then why should we samecha machine in matzah? And I don't have a good answer to that question, but I know that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik gave the hashkacha, and the Rav of Soloveitchik used to use dafka his brother's matzahs, the Streitz matzah machine, for the kiyum mitzvah. And Rav Lichtenstein was at the seder; he also used machine matzahs. The Yair Lezeri was using Kohen Halperin, and as I mentioned, the Eidah Charedis is Samech on this book, and Rav Zunfeld, they all ate it. Of course, there are many people who are Makbid, and I'm annoyed like I saw Rav Lichtenstein do it, as he said the Rav did. It's not considered to be a question. But those who are Machmir to have Henmats are doing it for this reason. With that, I finished everything I prepared to talk about tonight. Does anyone have any questions? No questions.
I have a question. It might be a little bit of a noji question, so I'm going to pause the recording before I ask it.